It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mbofu, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this week. Pastor Mbofu? Can you hear me, Mfundis?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking our call. Today you're teaching us about grace, understanding grace in our week-long focus, which will be the grace of God. First, give us the definition, Mfundis. What are we talking about here? We have a general, a feeble understanding of what grace is when we hear you ministering on the pulpits as pastors and you say grace is unmerited favor. Just unpack the correct definition. What exactly is grace?
Yeah, grace is derived from my understanding from the original language, which is the charis. You're talking about character. So in the biblical sense, we...
I'm sorry, Pastor. There's a beeping sound in the background. I'm hoping that's not a bomb waiting to explode wherever you are.
Right. Yes, within some few minutes, that thing will be over.
Okay,
just
all right.
Just rushing to a point here.
Okay.
Yes, I'm rushing to a better point where I can talk with you in a much better way.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah. Let me just increase my speed here. Just about a minute, I'll be okay.
All right, no, go ahead.
Otherwise, grace is the... When we are talking about grace, to me, we are talking about the favor that we have been given for the character of Christ, charis, the character of Jesus being given to us by God. That's the favor. Because it's in a biblical sense, you are not talking about terms. You are talking about particular things. It's not just a term to say grace. Grace must be a person. Grace must be something that is substantive, something that is tangible. So when we say grace, we are talking about Christ.
So I'm not quite sure I understand it, because I've listened to a lot of theologians saying grace is unmerited favor. But when you look at the etymology of the word, it is not unmerited favor. When you look at it, the etymology, it speaks of love or the word gratia, favor or esteem or regard, pleasing quality, goodwill, gratitude. You know, it gives a different perspective. While I do understand how people could say it's God's unmerited favor, that is a famous and popular definition there, but the etymology of the word, the origins of the word, is slightly dissimilar from that. How do we arrive from the original meaning of the word to God's unmerited favor?
Yeah, you know... Explanations may differ from point to point, but because the etymology of the words also may have some particular connotations.
Yes,
something like that. But otherwise, in a biblical way, we understand that grace is what God did for us. Grace is what God did for us. Perhaps that unmerited favor is a way of trying to explain what God did for us, not maybe to define. I don't know whether that makes sense.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. It's an explanation. Unmerited favor. It's an explanation more than a definition.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So why is grace important?
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to move on from this and ask then, why is grace important?
Okay, grace is important. That's a very good question. Grace is important because by grace, we are saved. By grace we are saved. Why is that important? Because grace is God. Grace is God advancing towards us in our sins.
Okay.
So, right. Yes, grace is God coming to us while we are in our sins. That's grace. God coming to us while we are in our sins to give us his righteousness.
Is grace something that can be earned through good behavior, or is it a gift that is freely given?
Yes, when you read Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2 here, let me rush to it quickly here and read. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, it answers that powerful question that you have asked. It says here, the Bible says, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Verse number 9. "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Okay? It is not by works. It is not something that we earn. It is God advancing towards us while we are in our sins. And it is that favor of the coming of God, that choosing by God to advance towards a sinner and redeem a sinner.
Okay.
Yes, which we see the plight of the sinner is shown in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. I think I can get there quickly. Romans chapter Chapter 5, verse 8, the plight of the sinner is this funny. You see, it says here, "But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So while we were still in our sins, Christ died for us. That coming to die for us is the grace that God has given us. The coming of Christ to die for us. That's the favor that describes the grace that God extended to us, that God extends even daily to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It cannot be earned. You cannot work for it. Otherwise, we just receive it. By that, you will notice that that favor then has been extended to everyone.
Mm.
Yes, it has been extended to everyone. That's what John chapter 3, verse 16 explains. That favor has been given to everyone. So God has actually given us a blanket of grace. All of us, we are covered by his grace.
So when you say all of us, you mean murderers have been given grace? Rapists have been given grace? Satanists,
yes.
Devil worshippers have been given grace. Everybody has been given grace.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
They have. They have the grace of God. Otherwise, they would not survive. They would not even live. They have the grace of God.
So everyone's going to heaven.
No, having been given grace of God does not really mean that you will go to heaven. If you receive the grace, it's one thing to be given and another thing to receive what you have been given.
Okay, explain that, Mfundisi.
What I mean is that the grace of God has given us Christ as our Savior. But if we choose not to accept Jesus as our Savior, then we have not received the grace of God. We have not embraced the grace, but the grace has been given. Is, for example, in a family, a particular maybe relish is there for the day, for a meal, and this child says, "No, I choose not to eat because we are eating with this today." You see that?
Okay.
You then cannot say there was no provision. Okay. It is by your choosing. Your hunger is because of your choice.
Okay. Okay.
But otherwise, the provision for food has been there.
Right.
So the way to salvation, yes, the grace of God has provided the way of salvation.
Okay.
So if you choose, if you choose to have another way which heaven has not provided, then you will stay with that hunger.
Right, right.
That comes by avoiding the relish that has been given.
So there are words that I need you to just define for us and help us distinguish in the context of grace. There's words like mercy, and there's words like forgiveness. All of these words tend to play in the same territory with grace. So how can we better understand the concept of grace, particularly in relation to the divine mercy and forgiveness?
Yes, those are very similar words. But when you say you have been given grace, in my understanding from the biblical perspective, we are talking much of the character of God. God extending what He is towards us. Okay. God extending what He is towards us. Mercy, if you would allow me, mercy is something that I find, commonly done by men. Men also can be merciful, just to feel sorry, But to me, grace is much deeper than mercy.
Okay, so what are the key characteristics of grace, and how can we recognize it in our lives and in the world around us?
Come again?
What are the key characteristics of grace, and how can we recognize those characteristics in our lives and in the world around us?
Yeah, grace being the act, in biblical perspective, grace is much clear when you look at what Christ did for us. When Jesus advanced towards us while we were in our sin, you clearly can see what God is talking about when He's talking about grace. And what clearly portrays that in the world today is the plan of salvation.
Mvunis, are you there? Mvunis. Okay, I think we lost that line to the pastor. Let's see if we're going to get the pastor back on the line so that we can get the benefit of what the pastor was talking about. It's important that we get what the pastor was saying and not miss out on what he was saying. Unfortunately, we lost that line, my goodness. Let's hope we'll be able to reconnect to the pastor and hear what it was saying, and then we can conclude our conversation with the pastor. It's 20 minutes now after 2. We were talking to the good pastor.
My brother, I had a disconnection.
That's all right. You were, go ahead, Mfunsi, you were answering the question.
Yes, I was saying the exhibit of the power of grace can be seen in what has become of the Christian church today.
Right.
Yes, look at how many, regardless of denominations, how many billions have embraced Christ. That explains the power of grace, what grace can do.
Right.
We can even see that around us. We can see that around us because, you see, grace has shown us that God is love. And no one does not want to be loved. Grace has shown us that God is not punitive. God is just. Grace has shown us that God loves us regardless of our sins. He loves us regardless of our sins. In actual fact, He loves us while we are in our sins. He loves us. Because the grace of God is able to the grace of God or the love of God to some point, is able to separate a sinner from from the actions of sin, or the, from the act of sin, a sinner from the act of sin. That's grace, because it is a God reacting to a sinner who is actually in sin. How does God look at a sinner who is sinning? God exonerates a sinner from sin and cleans that sinner.
Right.
And he decides to leave that person for eternity. Yeah.
Got it. Final question, and I'll let you go. How does grace play a role in our relationships with others, and how can we understand that in our relationships with God?
Very good question. Very powerful question. You see, like I'm saying, grace to me, it sounds more like a character, the character of God being shared with us. So if I have the character of God as a person, staying with my children, staying with my neighbors, I behave like Christ. In a community where I am, in, you know, maybe at workplace, it could be at home, it could be wherever we are, in the social clubs and things like that, at church, the grace of God, once we embrace it, we behave eventually like Jesus,
right,
like Jesus, because it is the grace of Christ that reveals him to
right,
us,
right,
so that we can become, like him.
Indeed, indeed.
We can be like him, yes, ultimately we can be like him.
Okay. God, I hear you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Really appreciate your perspective. Looking forward to more clarification tomorrow, same time. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you, my man. God bless you and your team.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.